Looks really good.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, one of the top three in the industry today. Bubba, good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Hey, listen, man. Can we hold on just a second here, producer?
Just like last episode, Tom was that bad.
See, that's what happens. You keep scooting forward for some reason. You're getting excited, and then you get up to the camera, and you're like this tall.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what live television brings you. We don't care. We're not scripted, and we don't care.
I'm trying to do my Instagram status, dude.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. 561-660-6695. For the very best in outlaw boutique apparel, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Watson Racing, the very best in aftermarket parts for your late model Mustang. I got to tell you, it's Watson Racing. Good morning to JP and the entire crew over there watching today. We're glad you're with us here, Bub.
Hey, man. A lot of good stuff going on, dude. You know, right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in Jupiter, Florida, the BEM headquarters, we're literally, dude, right now running still wide open throttle. I know when we do these things on stream live, it doesn't seem like there's a lot going on aside from you and I dicking around. True story. Yes.
22 million people are reached a week on this show.
We have 12 other guys running through this facility right now. Behind the camera is our paint and body. Behind that is our upholstery department. Everything is running so wide open throttle right now. I do have paint on me because I am in the middle of my second coat of paint on a car. We're doing a pro touring restoration.
Everybody knows that car. It's out on Facebook right now and they're commenting. In fact, I just talked to JP over at Watson Racing. He's got his eye on it. Graham, I know you're out there watching it too in the Midwest. I mean, it's getting a lot of attention.
Wait, what do you mean? Did you already post a car or something?
I did. Turbinetics. Turbinetics is Power Boosters done Bubba style. Gotta mention them, man. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world. We are headlining that this month, Bub. August 27th, they want the tour bus out there. They want the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally team out there. August 27th, 9 to 12.
And actually, gates open at 7. So if you guys don't want to sit in line, because let me tell you, this place is literally so packed with cars. If you guys have never been to it, it's worth the trip to South Florida to go to Palm Beach Cars and Coffee. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. You get there literally, I think we always get there by about 8:15 in the morning to get everything set up. Crew is there a lot earlier than us getting set up, but even at that point, at that time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're literally sitting in line for probably 40 minutes just to get in from Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard into the Palm Beach outlets because of the attendance of people and spectators and cars. And I'm talking everything you can imagine. We're talking high-end exotics. We just had a brand new Porsche, that very first one in the United States was there 2-3 weeks ago at the unveil. The thing is an absolute animal. It was like an anodized red. The thing is incredible, dude. So, I mean, the stuff you're gonna see out there, the cars you see out there, the guys that you see, the organization of it, I mean, it's just one of the best times that you have truly in all of South Florida, probably anywhere in the U.S., man.
I'll tell you what, there's over 25,000 people that attend this event every year or every month. It's amazing. We're going for our second Guinness World Record in November. I was at my therapist last night. I was driving one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches, the 981. I stopped at the Waterway Cafe to sit by the water, Bub.
How'd that go?
It was wonderful, man. I caught a picture on my phone. The moon was coming up between two palm trees. It was stunning, man. I sat out over the water. I called you right before I pulled in there and hung out. I just needed to chill. But on the way, I saw the new 718. I parked in the back by a Lambo, and I saw a 718 wedged in up front that was yellow.
So you know what's funny, too? Let's talk about that 718 for a minute. So Porsche, for a very long time, since I think... when did the 981 body style come out? That was like 12 or 13. Yeah, 12 or 13 was the Porsche 981 series, and that was the Boxster Cayman, so it was a convertible or a hardtop coupe, and there were model lines of that, you know, three or four model lines. There was, you know, the plain Boxster Cayman, there was a Boxster S, Cayman S, there was the GTS, and then there was the GT4, right? The absolute freaking animal. Yes. The Cayman GT4. A lot of Porsche 911 owners out there, the 991 owners, were very pissed because cars came with the Porsche 991 motor in it.
Yep.
Granted, they're still running the same price, probably actually a little bit more. Those Cayman GT4s were pushing the $140,000, $150,000 price tag, but these things were absolute animals when guys that were paying $100 for a brand new 911, just a, you know, Carrera 911, these cars were coming out of the gate just tearing them up because of the, you know,
the
50, weight, 50
distribution.
Weight distribution, plus it had the more, it had the same power, less weight, better handling characteristics, so a lot of people were upset with it, and now Porsche has actually brought that car down to the 718, which is a four-cylinder turbocharged. A lot of potential, man. Still stronger than that 981 series, which was just the beast, or the inline six, or I'm sorry, not the inline six, just the flat six. So there were, you know, that was what, a 2.7 or a 3.4, depending on those cars that you got there. But when you took that four-cylinder now and you turbocharged it, you've not only made it more efficient, but you've made it much stronger and a lot more potential you can do, especially when we line up with guys like everybody out at Turbonetics, Bizimoto, all those guys have these direct fit kits you can put on these cars that literally take these cars, push to 450, 500, 550 mark. And when you put that much horsepower in Porsche 981 and 991 series, they're just rockets, dude.
And Porsche has continued with their tradition of quality and excellence.
Just about like that, you, Bob. Information, by
that was
the way.
Very good.
Shoot.
One of the things you're known as is one of the top three in the industry today is your industry. Yesterday, we did 75 years of transportation with the president of the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach's Aston Martin DB9.
Dude, can we talk about that for a minute?
1936 Woody that was parked
Holy
right next
crap.
To it. Both of which you built, both of which have your logo on them.
How does that car sound?
Sounds amazing, bud. It's another great job done by you.
That thing sounds like an animal, dude.
Yes, I drove it today.
So I don't know. I posted that on Instagram this morning. So for those of you who are watching, if you haven't seen that car yet, go to either mine or the company personal Instagram. Both come straight from our phones. We update them on the spot. They go live from our pockets. No fake crap. They are true from BEM. Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can also get to it by going to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and then we have our YouTube channel, Facebook live feed, we have our Instagram, Twitter, whatever kind of social media networking you guys do. Hit to any of them and you'll see that car. That's an Aston Martin Vantage. That's actually for Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, and we just finished another one-off exhaust on that thing. Truly, header back. This thing is raw power, dude.
It sounds really like an animal. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports online merchandise store is now open and available. We had some glitches there with PayPal feeding through. Casey went through, found the problems, and took care of them, and now you're up online. Please support us. Go out there and buy Bubba's Exotic Motorsports apparel and phone cases, coffee mugs, t-shirts, everything you can imagine is there, and wear it for the public to see. Mr. Producer, you have a question, please.
Mark Hoffman, I could hook that roll cage to a brand new dirt car or just add some door bars.
Mark Hoffman said, who's a good friend of ours and a fan up there in Maryland.
By the way, did you see his comment on Saturday? I don't know if we noted it, where he actually took a win
on
the dirt.
Congratulations.
So congratulations on that, Mark. Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned that on the radio show.
Yep, I think we did. But Mark says we need to take this Watson Racing roll cage and put it in his dirt car with door bars. Unfortunately, we're not doing that. This is the world's first and only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost ever built. This is the car that was unveiled in Simi Valley, California at Boosted Bash by the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. Our driver left with the tractor and trailer 5 days ahead of us. We flew in for Boosted Bash at Turbonetics headquarters. Turbonetics and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, more specifically, Reggie Wynn and Bubba Lloyd have had an ongoing relationship, and they turn to you for everything after they design it. They say, please get it into a system, in an application. The system you designed for the fifth generation Camaros, they cannot keep on stock in stock today.
Yeah, I mean, not only does Turbonetics do a lot of one-off power adders, you know, with, you know, now it's Turbonetics, it's Napier turbochargers, and Precision. So literally they are the dominating turbocharger in the entire world. Everybody that goes and does these drift courses, high horsepower, road courses, off-road racing, truck racing, Baja, anything you guys want, or just outright street machines, you're probably owning something in the Turbonetics line with their entire umbrella family.
Exactly.
So, you know, they do a lot of that one-off stuff, but they also do very similar to what we do here at BEM. So a lot of one-off, a lot of crazy R&D and design, but also items that are direct fit. So you get a lot of performance. You can pick up the phone, call. You can get turbo kits for Camaros now. You can get turbo kits for the EcoBoost 2.3 drop-ins. There's something coming out for the Focus RS. You guys got to wait for that one as well. A lot of Focus owners out there that have the same 2.3 liter, and these things are laying down 650 all-wheel drive. Dude, come on.
It's amazing, Bob.
Yeah.
This is the car that was unveiled at Boosted Bash. This will be in booth number 24125 for the 4 or 5 days of SEMA.
Yes.
This car has now been pulled off of the road for additional upgrades, body styling cues, and other wonderful things. For example, the fine folks at Watson Racing said, we want to be part of this project. What do we need to do? Bob immediately said, I want to stiffen this car up and take the back seat out, Bob.
Yeah, man, so taking it from there, dude, we not only, as everybody knows, if you guys don't know, Everybody in the world turns to Watson Racing when it comes to anything Mustang related, especially in the high performance world. Yes. Also, from a roll cage standpoint, in terms of bolt-in application, right? So these kits are truly TIG welded, designed, built for these cars. You take them out of the box, you bolt them in that car, and they're spec'd and ready to go. This system, we actually opted to do a 4-point, which is not a 6-point system, which typically includes 2 front door bars, right? The reason we did that is because not only does this car, well, we do require the roll cage, right? We did need a 4-point, but we do use this car a lot for street use, so it is gonna have that street functionality to it. And when, you know, you start putting in door bars, it gets a little heavy trying to get in and out of the car, especially once you throw in a custom set of seats. You've got high, very high side bolsters on them, so it gets a little tough getting in and out. Purpose-built track cars, definitely want the door bars, even a full roof bar. And Watson Racing, by the way, sells all of that 10, 15, 18 point roll cages.
Check them out. Imagine. WatsonRacing.com. If you guys are Mustang owners, and
it doesn't have to be an S550. It can just be any Mustang from, I think, 79 all the way up. Maybe even earlier than that, Watson's selling some stuff for. But all the way up to, you know, today's S550 owners, these things are big hits. You take them straight out of the box, you stick them right in, and you can literally get everything, not just the roll cage that bolts right into the car, but a point-by-point instruction manual, which you really don't get out there for a lot of roll cage installation companies. You don't get much of that out there where it tells you what you need to do, how you need to remove panels, very minor modifications to your factory side panels, even all the way down to this rear seat delete. So when you take the seat out, you're not just doing it like most of the hacks out there in the world. Let's call it what it is. They take the parts out, they just kind of leave it like that, gutted, because there's no replacement, there's no factory component for it. The guys at Watson Racing actually designed a complete carpeted Ford matched color system, so you can take it off, take out your rear seat, bolt in these panels that are ready to go, direct fit, no vibrations, no exhaust drone because it's not hollow all the way into your trunk area, and you can keep that factory stock clean look with the aftermarket looks of like a GT350R rear seat delete. A lot of guys out there want that.
Couple things here, Bub. This car is out on the track. It has been out on the track 2 times.
Yes.
By yourself, 2 or 3 times, by yourself. And it is eating up the GT3 Cup cars.
Oh, no problem at all.
Tony Franco, the owner of Hooked on Driving, also took this car out and couldn't believe how it was out handling a purpose-made Mercedes directly for the track. It's producing more horsepower, it's faster, and it's handling better.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, when we were out there, 3 weeks ago, we were out and we did with Hooked on Driving, the guys at Hooked on Driving, Tony Franco, his entire crew, Chip, everyone out there. We got out there and I decided it was the first time I've actually put the car on a, you know, road course, right? So where I actually really ran it to its limits. And, right now the car's, that's not a problem, but it's running on Nitto NT555s, triple fives a lot of guys call them. Really good street tire, really good for everyday use, all season, summer, rain, doesn't really matter, not really good in snow. The tires handled really well. We dropped them down from the street 40, we run them at to about 30, 28 pounds hot. They stuck really well to the road, but I'll tell you what, I know the way that this car performs on the street, and I didn't want to get out there, even though I am a pro driver, I didn't want to get out in a Group C or Group 3, a lot of people call it, or Group 4, which is really advanced, where you're running full Road Cup cars. I didn't want to get out there and push this car over what I knew that the tires could handle, because I knew they were crap going into it, right? So I got this thing out there. I ran it novice class first, which is just group one. I knew it, you know, I wasn't gonna be able to pass people. I couldn't really push the car to its limits because I knew the other cars out there were kind of amateur at best, right? So it let me kind of get the feel for the car in a safe, fully safe and functional environment. So I did, man, I was like quarter throttle in the car the whole time because I couldn't really open it up to what it would actually do. I was very, very, very blown away at just the way the setup is now, which would be totally different in the next 2 months. But the way the setup is now, the way it handled and performed, I mean, big part in the fact that the power to weight distribution, the weight in the front end of this car is a 4-cylinder all aluminum versus a V8, typically with a supercharger on it. That's the way a lot of these guys out there running that 600 horsepower club are feeling. So I'm probably 800 pounds less in the front, just in the fact that when I go into corners, I can handle it, I could cut through it. This thing was literally to a point where I pulled out of novice class, group one, went into group two and stayed in it through group three. So I was literally running with Road Cup cars and GT3s, everything, no problem at all running these cars down on the track.
It's funny, Bub, you were the original designer and innovator of the Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro. That's all over the internet. It's sold out and gone into a private collector's museum. That car produced around a respectable 1,100 horsepower at second stage. You have developed many cars with Turbonetics. Again, this one will be in the booth at booth number 24125.
Yes, that's
right. One of the things you asked the guys over at Watson Racing to do is quick, get me this stuff. I'm out of time, guys. Yeah. We just found out that they want the car in the booth. Mm-hmm. So I picked up the phone. I called JP. I told him what I wanted. He said, Tom, relax. No problem. I got it. Yeah. The only thing that they had for this car was a black roll cage. You don't build all in black, although this is black. Mm-hmm. You want red accents and highlighting, because as we can see on the Turbinetics banner behind us, there are red accents in it, which you displayed in the Turbinetics concept Camaro as well. We did two national tours with that car.
Yeah.
JP said, not a problem, give me a week, I'll have it powder coated for you.
Yep.
It was powder coated on a loading dock and on the way to us in a week.
Yep.
And those guys worked around the clock to get this done. That's the dedication and performance you get out of the fine crew over at JP Watson, or JP over at Watson Racing, and the whole crew, and they're people you need to turn to if you want to be a success.
Yeah, and I mean, not only that, man, but just you know, the quality of what we received. We've already done mock-up in the car with this bar. You know, we've dealt with these bars a lot before. We've dealt with a lot of roll cage companies in the industry doing a lot of either road course cars or track cars, even some of just the street C5, C6, C7 vets we've done here at BEM. And none of them, I kid you not, none of them have fit like this does. It's literally between reading through the instructions, which I actually already read through online prior to even getting anything, typically how I do things. You know, I stepped through it all the way. So we took this thing out of the box. We already slid it in the car. And literally just the fitment, it was drop right in.
One of the things, Bub, you are a master of is reading directions. You will not do anything without reading a direction 10 times. If you've done it 10 times, you're going to read the instructions 11. This is what Watson Racing brings forth. This is not a cheap Chinese-made copy on a copy machine that they throw in a paper bag to you. These are full-color instructions. They're very easy. The typeset is well large enough for people like me who are getting older and don't see as well. And
no, it needs to be a little bigger.
It's beautifully done. Mr. Producer, you had a question, sir.
Sorry, Kaufman. Well, Tom, let me be the first to drive that BMW 2002 once it's all put back together.
Mark Hartman says he wants to be the first to drive the 2002 BMW. Interesting story about that. I was telling people online on Facebook, that car is owned by the president of the PGA. And they have just inked a deal with BMW. You've heard of the Honda Classic and like that. Pete inked a deal with BMW over in Germany. The quality of Bub's work is so sophisticated and so top shelf, they request pictures weekly from us as that car is being shown at the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany. Congratulations, Bub.
That's pretty solid, dude. I mean, to think that the owners, the innovators, the designers of that car, BMW directly, coming from Munich, Germany, which is where the BMW Museum is, they are asking and requesting that we send over all the updates of this thing. I'm actually putting down right now, this is a three-stage candy paint that I'm doing on this car. Literally, right before I walked over here, I just finished laying base coat. It's going to be base coat, pearl coat, and then it's going to be a clear coat on top using all the latest and greatest in PPG, of course. We'll finish that car off with the 3M Trizac kit. We'll bring a lot of, you know, tech tips and do some fun stuff on that thing for you guys out there. But that car, man, is coming together. The paint color is called Orange Fire Pearl. So it's got a lot of that original orange, which was just like, looked like a freaking pumpkin, dude. BMW originally did this thing, looked like a matte orange, nothing special, single stage paint, kind of dull, kind of boring, but we wanted to throw some serious pop in there, but retain a lot of that kind of original look, even though this thing's gonna be sitting on a full Pro Touring suspension, custom wheels and tires, the upholstery is gonna be completely redone with a tan leather. So the thing is gonna look insane, dude, and it's coming together. I literally just walked back there a minute ago to see how the paint was flowing out, typically 10, 20 minutes between coats. Dude, the way the freaking metallic and the pearl is starting to lay, oh my God.
Well, there's Chip Foose out there in the industry. He's a great drawer and he can tape up a car and paint it. Nothing taken away from him. There's Richard and Aaron Rollins out there with Gas Monkey. It's not Gas Monkey anymore. And one would buy and one would work the talent. There's everybody out there who has a certain skill set. That is my point. And they're all very good at what they do. What sets you apart and puts you in the top three by your peers is you can body work it, you can paint it, you can design it, you can mechanically build it, you may, every nut and bolt you touch is turned the same way. If you want to go sew it, you can sit at your sewing machine in your upholstery shop, foam it, and sew it as well. There's not a piece of your business that you cannot master and touch, and you're all self-taught. You never took one formal college course, not one former. People don't know, you literally stepped out of high school at the age of 14 with the desire to fail math and reading and do and start this business. Today,
which by the way, you do understand that those are the two things I do the most now. I talk a lot.
I get it.
And I use math on an everyday basis. And I'm talking, I went to summer school for that crap 3 years.
Three years.
Why did I waste all my summers, dude? So stupid of me at that age.
It was.
But I'll tell you what, I literally went for English and I went for math. And it's the two things that I do the most of now, is speak in front of people, do a lot of, you know, college speakings, a lot of fun teaching, yes. a lot of fun stuff.
Yes.
Also doing the live streams, doing the radio show, the podcast, going out and doing big events, doing VIP cocktail parties and yes. vehicle unveils,
yes.
All kinds of stuff. So I'm pretty good with the English side of it sometimes. Depends on how many drinks I have. Monkey in Paradise, drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly.
But the math side, dude, everything about it. We're literally waiting right now for this S550 from the guys at Extreme Dimensions. Sam over there has sent us in a true wide body for this car. So don't wait, guys. It's not just going to be a Watson Racing roll cage going in this car. We have a full package that is going on this thing before it hits the Turbonetics booth in the next 2 months. It goes out probably the second week in October. So we've got a lot of crunch time to get done. The wide body is going to set this thing on a 20 by 12 front and a 20 by 15 rear. I don't think you guys understand how fat that is. 15 inches of the rim is a pretty solid setup that's going to be underneath of this car. I don't think I'm going to be able to spin these tires off of this motor. Probably going to have to do a second build to make those things spin down the street. But I'll tell you what, man, this thing is going to have one freaking sick look, dude. And I'm all the way down to literally within millimeters for these three-piece wheels and tires we're having cut for this thing.
It's going to be an amazing build, Bob. Did you have a question, Mr. Producer?
Mark Hoffman, once again, you need to take the BMW 2002 PBIR.
Oh, yeah, now that would be fun.
Mark Hoffman says we need to take the 2002 BMW to BBIR. That car we just finished, Mark, and the rest of the viewing audience, Bub just finished a BMW 2002 just prior to that. That belongs
this
to...
is true.
That's correct.
Chip Ganassi.
That belongs yes. to Chip Ganassi's Formula One European crew chief. They're amazing. It's amazing the people that we have the honor of building for because of the quality of what Bub produces here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Nobody else in the world will be in the Turbonetics booth at SEMA this year except Bubba and I. And we'll be able to visit our other great sponsors, Dennis over at Painless Performance, Monster Transmit. We'll be with, you know, all of our big supporters out there. We'll be with everybody out there. We'll spend time in all their booths. We'll get with you guys and we'll set up autographs.
I'm actually trying to work up a little something-something for even after maybe last day of SEMA. Might pull this thing out of the Turbonetics booth and line it up with Von Gittin Jr. out front and Gio Hammerbeck. Hey, let's
ladies and gentlemen,
run that Ford Performance course.
Gio Hammerbeck is the World Rally Champion, who is the driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Race Cars. We are live Saturday the 12th.
This is true.
At Palm Beach International Raceway. Gio will be out there in the seat. We'll be in the seat. We invite everybody to come see our award-winning pit. It's going to be on display as well at Cars and Coffee this month on the 27th. We open the tour bus up. We let people see what really goes on behind the scenes. Take the mystery out of it. Then on the 19th, we are at Sebring. We're at Homestead International Raceway as well with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team. So we encourage all of you to come to South Florida and enjoy the racing side of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, where you'll meet Bubba, myself, World Rally Champion Gio Hammerbeck, and the rest of the great rally and race crew.
Yes, looking forward to it, man. A lot of good stuff coming down the line.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Bub. I'm going to let you get back to work here, Bub. I can see these tires have been run pretty hard through the corners. They're a little bit scuffed up there.
They're bald.
Tells me you're not banging out your brakes too hard.
Not at all. I'm pushing the tire to the limit. 3,100 miles on these little suckers.
There you go, man.
All the way down to nothing.
Bub, until tomorrow.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style. And definitely, by the way, before we even jump into your whole 50 roll of all these Rolodex things you got to hit, I know you got to hit like all these guys, Monkey Paradise, you got to hit Miss Outlaw Boutique, you got to hit Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you got to hit DV8, DNA. I'll let you hit all those. But big thank you to the guys at Watson Racing for hooking us up here at BEM with this S550 direct fit roll cage, powder coated in red. We're going to love getting this thing installed this afternoon into tomorrow, getting the panels cut. Also, big thanks to the guys out at Turbonetics. Reggie, we couldn't do it without you guys. We're going to be in your tent. I'll tell you what, this S550 is going to look like a freaking animal when it gets there.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports trailer will take to the road. You'll see it out there 5 days prior to the Las Vegas event.
Yep.
Stop and say hello to our driver, Greg Diaz, who is also our upholstery tech as well.
Yep.
Please stop.
I'm going to send Greg and Craig in the dually together all the way.
The two of them would kill each other. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, where we bring you all of these fine vehicles and great sponsors. Next, Miss Outlaw Boutique. For the finest in boutique apparel, it's Miss Outlaw Boutique. Nothing in the world can touch what Layla and Robin have going on. Miss Outlaw Boutique on the web, on Facebook at 561-660-6695. Check out all the great discounts and the great clothing those girls have for you. They put a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort to bring you the latest in cutting-edge boutique apparel. You're going to love it. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Good luck to those guys. They're amazing people. Watson Racing. Oh, boy, they're on board and they're in the house hard. Turbinetics, we can't say enough about the great things that Reggie and that crew over at Turbinetics have done with us over the years. They partner up with Bubba. They partner up with us here. Reggie and I work a lot behind the scenes. Bubba builds it. It's amazing. Those guys are great. TurbinetticsInc.com and Watson Racing. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner in San Francisco, made right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise wants to know what's your paradise, and they remind you to please drink responsibly. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event this year, this month, I keep saying year, this month, August 27th, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, that's exit 71. Off the Beltway, and we ask you to please come join us. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. If somebody's got their hands full, pull the door open for them. If they're elderly, get them in the car. Do what you got to do. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, shoe them. Pay less is cheap. If they're hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, whatever's closest, feed them. Do something good. Do a charitable act to help somebody in a positive manner today. Until tomorrow, please, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.